in expectation would cost an additional $11.5 million, and that would be budgeted. The governor's budget did not include that specifically for that purpose. And finally, bond repayment reserve. The bonds come due early in 1983, is that right?
November
of 84. And what the highway controller wants to do is to keep those in reserve in the event that the local governments involved with the Rocky Butte Jail elect not to repay that back immediately. They do have the option of stringing those payments out over a period of time. If that occurs, they will need the $15 million to retire that debt.
In Rocky Butte, did the department have to buy that for right away or what?
Yes. That was part of the overall agreement with the relocation.
Have they paid the right away or for the right away yet?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Jones, Rocky Butte Jail is in the way of I-205.
Yes, I am.
And we have to, the burden of supplying a replacement for that, which is the Justice Center downtown Portland. So we're embarked on doing that Justice Center, and as in addition to our own obligations to replace the jail facility, the local jurisdictions want additions to that building to serve their own pace purposes. We finance it, they reimburse us plus interest.
That's getting a little plainer now.
How long could that go out and do the call?
The repayment?
Yeah.
Vern Skoog could probably explain that a little better than I can, but as I understand it, they've got a couple of options. They can elect to repay the note immediately, would, I suspect, require them to raise capital on their own, and they may not do that because of the prevailing bond rates. Or they can elect to lease the facility from us and pay us back over a 20-year period. In any event, we're protected from recovering our investment plus the cost of interest, either through lease payments or through the bond repayment. That was, I think, made clear at the time that the bonds were authorized by the emergency.
That'd be an offsetting figure then as far as interest is concerned. We may have to sell some bonds to replace that money with, or use someplace else to do that.
And we've already sold the bonds. We sold the bonds ostensibly on the basis that we needed the additional cash to meet that construction requirement. Those were authorized last fall, I believe, by the emergency board. And the agreement was we'll build it, and then you pay us back the cost of that construction plus the interest. And their option is they can do it now, or they can spread it out over a lease payment over a 20-year period.
It boils down to if they're paying their bond.
I think that's right.
Well.
And finally, Mr. Chairman, now the bottom line, this doesn't really total into any of those other figures, but it's probably the most significant aspect of the budget. The governor's budget includes 391 FTE positions. As I indicated earlier, probably more than the revenue base will afford. And if you'll recall, you expressed direction to the Central Services Division to review not only the Highway Division, but all divisions within the Department of Transportation to come up with a plan that would attempt to restore manpower to resource ratios that were experienced during the 1979-81 biennium. To do that will mean that they're going to have to cut workforce, obviously, in the agency, because it's the largest, most affected by this is the Highway Division. Currently, there are 222 vacancies, and so I've recommended as part of this budget that you reflect that and hold the Highway Division responsible for meeting that target of 222 FTE fewer than the governor's budget, not taking specific positions, because by virtue of the fact that they have to be vacant, or they happen to be vacant, may not be the ones that would be the most prudent to reduce at this stage. But the Central Services Division is going to be reporting to the Emergency Board no later than August of 1982, reporting back on its response to the direction you gave them. At that time, we would anticipate that they would have developed a plan specifically identifying which positions wash out of the Highway Division.
Yeah, that's
so, in a nutshell, that's what we're suggesting. Is that this, in effect, is the control. They have embarked on a manpower reduction plan. They're not filling any vacancies that they don't absolutely have to. Hence, they've got currently 222. We're saying, at some stage, we're going to reduce your workforce. We're not going to do it today, but between now and August, you develop a plan and report back to the Emergency Board with a list that shows which positions should come out of your budget.
Any comments on that? Any comments from the division on that?
No, I don't think so, Mr. Chairman. We've been on an attrition course on engineering employees since last fall, and our maintenance employees since the first of the year. Our expectation is to kind of stay on that road. We don't even, as of this date, know exactly what the feds are going to do with their transfer program in terms of the size of it or some of their other highway programs. And so I think that we will be able to achieve this. We'll do it if that's what we have to. And I guess we would have to avail ourselves of the e-board if something would happen that we haven't foreseen that meant that we had to exceed this number. And I would hope maybe that Dan would be supportive of us if that came off that way.
I'm sure he would.
Well, yeah, that recourse is always available to the agency. And, you know, if it's justified, it's justified.
Okay.
Do you want to move it?
I think we're ready to.
Yeah.
We're ready. I would. Anything else?
Yes. Okay, Senator Roberts moves. Let's say fiscal recommendation on the highway budget.
House Bill 5051.
5051. Okay. Any discussion on that motion? Any objection to the motion? Motion passes. Now we're adjourned. Oh, yes.
Mr. Chairman, we had a very minor technical problem with one position. Dan, you got that letter from us. Is that something that has to be dealt with here, or can we handle that? I could explain what it is.
Yeah,
maybe you.
I'd forgotten about that. What has happened is that, as I understand it, there's a seam between the picks run and the budget, and in effect, they have a Highway Engineer 4.
We have a Highway Engineer 4 who is sitting in what will be a Highway Engineer 3 position unless we take an action.
Right, that action should be taken. It would have shown up, all other things being equal, it would have been in the budget as a Highway Engineer 4, except for that glitch.
Right. Okay, what do we need, a budget note or just a...
No, just to recognize it, and we'll put it in the budget report.
Okay. Is there any opposition to that one Highway Engineer 3 would be moved to a 4 then.
Or 4
to a 3. I got it wrong. I've got it the wrong way.
No, it's nothing moves. You're updating a PICS report from the time that it's budgeted to the time of today. It's a Highway Engineer 4. They've got him in a Highway Engineer 3 slot, and they want to make that a Highway Engineer 3 slot.
Got it. Was that House Bill you said?
Yeah.
I don't know how we're doing. Who's carrying which one? You want to carry this one? We'll give it to Denny and Frank.
Okay.
He's a highway man.
Ha 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 don't tell anybody.
I don't know what I'm going to say.
I don't want to say anymore. I think we better adjourn.